Hello, hi, welcome to another Tizzle Pod. I am Joy Pandey. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Oh yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that re o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, you already know what time it is. I'm not running solo this Friday. I am joined by a colleague of mine, another entertainment journal in the house. Please introduce yourself, my good sir.
I'm Khumoto Mukhanedi.
Mukhanedi.
Yes.
Right. And you just recently joined the team. Tell me how you've been finding it. It's been a couple of days.
It's been testing a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we'll get used to it.
Of course.
Yep.
More fun than anything. But there's no, what, you can't just have hard work without, you know, you can't just have fun without hard work, right?
Yes.
So here we are. So yes, welcome to it. If you're a regular, then you should know that we do this podcast every Friday. And yes, it's Music Friday, so we have to start with some music news. What's been trending in the music space, has been Kendrick Lamar's beef with Drake.
Yeah.
Of course it's all over now because there were guns blazing and things happening, and we all know that Drake has decided to sit it out, and we've now crowned Kendrick Lamar the king of that beef. Zakwe did contribute to that story, saying that he feels like there should be some beef in hip hop in order to kind of resuscitate the death of it. What's your take on that, Khumoto?
It's a thing, beef, because 2 years back, 2022, we were entertained. Firstly, by Big Zulu dropping 150 bars or 100 bars.
Yeah.
Then the rest followed.
Absolutely.
So I think kuti ivogi hip hop, we need the beef.
Yeah.
We need the beef. Like everything, say stay, look too little.
Everything is just all kumbaya. Everybody's trying to get along. Nobody's trying to step on anybody's toes. And they're forgetting that the reason why hip hop, South African hip hop, is where it is today, more especially with, is because of beef. Beyond Zakwe, beyond Big Zulu, the infamous one is Casper and AKA, which really has, I mean, God bless his soul, rest his soul, AKA,
Super
I think
mega.
His demise definitely also did something, shook things up in the hip hop space. So people need to bring that back. Of course, Casper right now he's settled down. He's done with the beef. He's married. He's Christian.
I think Casper, AKA is gone.
Yeah, for sure. I don't even think we're expecting anything from him. We don't want him to beef with somebody younger than him, or just, you know, a lighty or anything like that. So I think he's made it known that he's just settling down. He doesn't care to you know, wrestle and, you know, do all of those things in the space. He's just married, he's a Christian, and the kids should go at it. And I think all around, I recall even Mac G saying at some point that, you know what, even in the Amapiano space, guys, can we just, you know, ruffle some feathers in order to make it more exciting? It's the music industry. It's the entertainment business. And it's all just about, you know, having a little bit
of
fun.
But the sad news is about Cetril.
Yeah. Oh, man. That one. That one. Well, yeah.
We must just get in a one-on-one with him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll put you to that.
Yeah,
I think we should definitely bring him to studio to really
We need to talk to him.
Do you know what the issue is with Cetril?
What?
Last time he was offered an interview, I recall it was even on Kai FM, he was like, I don't want to show up because it's too early. It was with T-Boss on Kai FM. And that's the reason, that's the thing about I'm a Beyonce artist, that a lot of them just tend to kind of think a little bit too highly of themselves at the beginning of their career. That once now, like Sir Trill, when he really needs that attention, nobody's really keen to give him that seat at the table. So I think you're right. We should definitely bring him through if he will show up, for one.
And on another side, if you can look... because Azana's daughter is doing great.
Yeah, I mean, she's doing great, I think, because she's definitely in her bag. She's in her bag, for sure.
Plus, last time I checked, they said they were a couple. Allegedly.
I doubt that supposed relationship is still happening. But that's that on that. Something that's actually happening that's fresh. If you recall Fat Joe, there was a report that came out on News 24 that he was allegedly forced to vacate his home at Sea Point in Cape Town. That's because he was apparently just late on rent, but apparently the rent had accumulated. It's more than like 600,000 or so.
He couldn't keep up with them.
He couldn't keep up with it. So he recently sat down with on Podcast and Chill. They were having a tour where they were just going around, and Cape Town was one of the stops. So they brought him through as a guest, where he was really cornered to kind of answer this question. He was like kind of dilly-dallying around it, but let's have a listen to what he had to say.
We had no issues for 3 years. I'm obviously not trying to give too much information because there's obviously a legal process, multiple legal processes going on.
Okay.
And I'm obviously joking a little bit about a very serious situation.
Yeah.
We've been great tenants. Things just devolved at a time when there was no issues. I don't even want to get into the merits of what happened, but the tactics used by this individual have been just nothing short of shocking. And I've wanted to deal with this the right way. So, okay, fine. You're going to be unreasonable. Let's go through the courts and see what the courts decide, you know? And as we're going through the process, the person, I guess, maybe is getting frustrated or whatever, and it is what it is. So, for example, they say that I got evicted. I did not get evicted. What we did was, in March, we were beating them in court. They asked us for a settlement. We agreed to a settlement. That settlement was we will vacate the place at the end of May or by the 1st of June. And then we both, as parties through our lawyers, went to the high court and made it an order of the court. There was no eviction.
Mm.
They said that I was kicked out on the streets, da-da-da-da-da. That's not true as well. Did they send the sheriff? Yes, they did.
All right. So as you could hear, I feel like he was definitely kind of not sure how to answer the question or just trying to run away from really saying what exactly is happening. He's saying that he's truly in a fight. I'm saying that it's kind of strange for a legend like him who do not actually own a home.
Mm.
What are your thoughts?
I think it's an unfortunate situation.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because I think this is not the first time that he experiences such a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Even, I think, 2011...
Mm.
Allegedly,
mm-hmm.
one of his girlfriend passed on in the flat. So I think it's an unfortunate situation at the moment. So we'll see how it prevails.
Yeah, I really hope he definitely gets, you know, his way through the situation. I know he's been quite a person in the industry who has been putting people on and making sure that people actually get an opportunity. So I hope even people during this time are able to also reach out to him to kind of get him out of this rut.
The thing is,
showbiz. Entertainment and real life situations are a complete different thing. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but it's what comes with this industry. I mean, we report on so many things that are quite sensitive at times. It does not mean that we are immune to experiencing the same things. But showbiz is showbiz. And I think, like, people really understand that, you know, if you're in the limelight, you're definitely bound to get your business, on the headlines. They're bound to make headlines. And it's nothing personal. I'm not trying to come at you.
Of course,
maybe my commentary on it might be a little bit too much, but that's what entertainment is. Sometimes we make light of situations that are quite serious. You saw recently at the Mini Dlamini roast, they were making light of Robert Marawa's heart condition, where they were joking about it, which is quite a sensitive thing. But because it's entertainment, that's just really what we do. We just make light of serious.
It's just the rules.
Yes, it's comedy. Yeah. It's I think entertainment at large, sometimes you take things a little bit too serious. And I think that's why sometimes the entertainment industry can just be feel just so dry, you know, because people just don't understand, especially South African celebrities, that really this is entertainment. But the point of it is to entertain.
But my problem is that from Google in late night with Fejo, real couples are worse.
That's what the show was about.
No. Even the previous one, Le Katayenzi, some Cape Town, Invitable Serge, Monkeys, even there, he was putting people on.
I think people shouldn't be so sensitive. Also, if Fetcho invites you somewhere, you know you're about to get grilled. Come on. That's exactly what it requires. But, I mean, moving right along, of course, there have been other things happening in the entertainment space. A story that you wrote that I want to get into is with Okagiso denying his claims that his marriage is over. Please get into it. How did we even get into like, you know, there being speculations of his marriage ending?
No, in Bloom, where he's staying, nowadays he's been seen alone. And umuntu uthanda ukuthatha izithombe, unkadinepe wetsang, but no babo na khoram. Something is fishy.
Absolutely.
The wife who guy, bana ba guy. And yeah, nukuluma ngenda ba guti every day. We send ama, you know, video calls.
Yeah.
So video calls the wife, video calls the kids. But nitangu mbuzi guti, are you fine or nishlugen? Nanja, no, and like,
Evasive with divorce.
Me chum, you okay. But Umshatwak was publicizing Waba. Was coming from England.
Yeah, for sure.
Had money, Bentleys, Range Rover, Luma, in Rolls Royce, Umshatwak. So,
do you think he's still like living that lavish lifestyle, or it's running dry, and maybe that's why his marriage might have taken a.
No, it's not running dry because Unama Foundation, Kagiso's Heritage Foundation, which he launched in England, where Black Coffee was invited. So, Kwamanje, I think it's maturity kicking in.
For sure.
But then I wouldn't say Ching Ching is.
So it's not money. So it could be. Oh, let me not speculate.
But I'm speculating with Lento Ishilo. It's what's happening. Go to Mfazo told him in England.
Okay, so it's not speculation, so it's a fact. You agree that his marriage is not on the rocks?
Because I think because Nama have been in that situation.
Okay.
Where Mfazo told him sebenzi Gauteng. Then she's forced to mele apply somewhere else. Then I'll tell him sebenzi abuyele eThekwini. Then get kalage kuba kanje. But I'm not saying izoyenzeka kubo.
Yeah, for sure.
But
But long distance relationships are obviously hard to maintain.
Where say like England? But I say right, man, for their kids involved, and man, it's over right, maybe. And he needs to open up more.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that was quite an interesting one. I think that was a good story. I loved reading that all together. But getting into another relationship, that's. Getting out of the rocks, I think it sounds like they're quite excited in their marriage right now. And I'm talking about Gogo Maweni and her hubby, Usabelo. They are celebrating Gogo Maweni's pregnancy. This is her fourth pregnancy officially. She's been trying with IVF for quite some time. Last year, she had announced on the Hustler's Corner that she's trying via IVF. And she said she was pregnant with twins. Turns out that didn't go well because she's experienced miscarriages. Now she's announced that she's expecting a baby successfully. Let's have a listen.
I think we've been trying, so we haven't been getting it right. But now I'm pregnant. We've been trying and then had a miscarriage, but now I'm pregnant officially. I had posted a video of of this scan, but I thought, let me take it down. I get it. When we're doing IVF, we try.
Mm.
And we go back and you keep going back or whatever.
Mm.
And you take the medication, right?
Mm.
And then the test will come out saying that you're positive. And then when you test, when you actually go through the scans, you find out that the baby, that there's no heartbeat.
Oh.
And you try again, and you try it again, and now, yeah, now we're fine. We are there. My tummy is growing. I'm all moody, but I'm fine. I'm just keeping to myself and, you know, making sure that I'm having a healthy pregnancy. So it's been, like, a lot of tries, and, you know, even my doctor, I went to doctor's appointment today, and he was like, see, look at where we've come. And I was like, no worries. Good job.
Well, congratulations are in order for her, but I'm looking at you, Khumotso, because you're looking at me on some, this ain't true.
No, I don't want to comment about you, Kokmawini.
Why is that?
No.
And, I plead the fifth.
No, I don't want to comment.
Ne?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations to her. I think this is good news. I think me having followed a little bit of her pregnancy journey, you know, having a success story at the end of it is quite cool. I do understand that she wants to keep it a little bit private. She's obviously not trying to disclose how far along she is, but hopefully, eventually, as soon as the baby bump grows a little bit bigger, she'll be getting us a little bit into her pregnancy journey. Right, let's move on to some unfortunate, disheartening news. This week we lost a thespian, a legend in the making, if I can put it that way, an actor by the name of Mpho Sebeng, who died at the age of 30. He died in a car crash on Sunday. It's quite a painful one, of course. I think a lot of people in the entertainment industry are mourning his death. Yesterday, in fact, was a memorial that was held in his honor to celebrate his life. It was a celebration. It was an emotional one as well. Rosemary Zimu could not hold back her tears when giving her tribute to Mpho. Let's have a listen to what she said in her tribute.
Don, I realized that from the first day that I met you, you were going to be a part of my life forever. And I feel like I made up for not saying I love you too that day by telling you that I love you every single day that I got to tell you. Thank you, Ndona, for loving me. Thank you for teaching me everything that you did. What an inspiration you were. But I also want to thank God. I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for your family. And I pray that God protects them, keeps his hand on them, shines his light on and through them, and that he heals their aching hearts. Donna, I thank God for you. I thank God for your talent. I thank God for the art and the love that we created.
Rosemary was not the only one who spoke at the memorial. We also did have Lebohang Sebeng, who is Mpho's sister.
This is hard. It was not supposed to be like this. And not now. It's too early. I still need my brother. And I don't know what I'm going to do without him. I tried to write something for him. I just weep. Mpho saw me. Mpho celebrated my wins like they were personal, like they were his. Mpho encouraged me. Mpho was the first man to buy me flowers. He was the first guy to get me a niche perfume. He made me stand on stages, walk red carpets, and Mpho opened the door for me everywhere we go. I was a princess. I was a queen.
All right. In some other agonizing news, we also spoke to Leon Schuster this week. He's going through quite a tough time, having undergone various surgeries in his back. due to injuries that he sustained during his rugby days. So back in the day, back in the day, he used to play rugby when he was still studying in the university. Even through when he was throughout his career during his movies, he used to do a lot of stunts. And I think his back definitely did, get affected during that time. So right now he's at home trying to lose weight in the next 2 months in order to be able to undergo yet another surgery, which will get rid of apparently 50% of his pain. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
This new doctor said, Leon, there is so much damage in your lower back that I can help you to relieve you of 50% of your pain. But I cannot, with any operation or whatever I do, I cannot take away your pain completely. So for the rest of your life, you will be living with 50% of the pain that you experience now. And if I think of 50%, yeah, it's a lot. So I'll live on painkillers for the rest of my life. I won't be able to go back to gym and do what I did. But that's fine. I just wish I can just get relief, even if it's only 50%. I think I'll be in a much better place then. But pain depresses you. It makes you, it numbs you. You don't want to do anything else. You're just not in a mood for anything else, you know.
All the best to Leon Schuster as he, you know, he's trying to get well. But yes, let's move on to some more lighter news. This week we have Udanger who launched his DJ career from a rapper to a DJ. We know these days it takes just 5 seconds to become a DJ and then you're in it. And we're seeing more and more people getting into that space now.
Yeah, because I think with Udanger, in Durban, he rolls a lot nabu DJ. So I think now you learn to be motivated. We take outing in
Zamelo. Okay, so it's like DJs in
Kenya. Yeah, like ukhala nabu DJ baningi, like abo DJ bong si yo DJ in Tugza baningi, like abanta hamba nabo. So nakuma manifesto KZN ukhala hamba nabo by kula ma rally.
Yeah,
by perform. So now in Jabogota, we are born with the La Manzanga Tangan engine, now it's in bumping up.
Yeah.
La Swang Kotling, we are lang up. But yeah, I don't think into also if Funguens have in the long term.
For sure. Yeah. I don't also imagine that he will, you know, explore that full time. But it's quite an easy way to make money. We can't blame people.
Banning
Amadij. But now, if you think about it, yes, it's quite a saturated industry right now. But isn't that really supposed to be the case? How many actors do we have? Like, you can't even count them. There's too many shows. There's too many actors. Some of them are still just sitting at home because now the industry is so saturated that it's so hard to even get a gig, you know. And with every other industry as well, I think Sibaning and Futsi right now in the DJ space, we're seeing more women coming into. Of course, they're more influencers than, you know, musicians or people who really
great
are
influx.
Passionate. There's a great influx, but you know, I don't. I have two thoughts about that. I definitely laud women trying to get a gig and, you know, trying to make something of themselves beyond just selling their bodies and doing other things that they could do in order to make money easily. But I also feel like if you're going to get into an industry, you need to respect the craft of it and actually take it more seriously. You don't want to get there. You're just playing a mixtape and just being the face of it. I think if you're saying that you're going to pursue music, you really have to take the craft quite seriously so that other people are not feeling, you know,
a strain.
Yeah, because I mean, if they're going to book, let's take somebody who just came into this industry. If they're going to book a Gogos Kotheni who recently just learned how to DJ, and it's not necessarily, I mean, on DJ Zintle level, but if they're going to book her instead of DJ Zintle, she better be giving DJ Zintle vibes and not like cutting music and doing horse. Exactly, exactly, exactly. But I think, I mean, we are definitely going to see more DJs coming up. I know, I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I recall, who's this? Ban Uzoto Bantu saying that she's getting into the DJ space as well at some point. And you know what? I'm like, come, come. Because we also don't have a lot of Qum DJs. So if anything, I hope she actually explores Qum as a female DJ.
But Zotwa, yeah.
Zotwa is another one. But, you know, obviously, Utengi Simzimba for now.
And then Utengi Samatanda. Utengi Samatanda.
Okay, Ushugu Simzimba. Which one is it?
Utengi Samatanda, Zotwa.
Yes.
Then Uzenze into Zaki Masaiti.
Absolutely.
But DJ, Zotwa woke to law. Uzela ichozo inzimali.
Uzo inzimali phela. And we definitely can't hate on people.
Ngoba namke ngayezwa bathi abambhuka mbhuka ngamalini.
Yeah.
And just khona le minimum le. Otherwise
was minimum. I mean, you need to give us a number. We're not going to just like dilly-dally around that.
15. Ngaba minimum.
Okay, that's not a lot.
15,000 rand? 15.
Is that a lot? Like
you
it's other people lot. Are like on the hundreds though. So I mean it is good enough.
Minimum.
For sure.
That's a minimum.
Yeah, and yeah.
I guess lapho ulalela amathems wakhe. Uhlala uyahlala lapho ngilethela ama rider wenza into yakhe. Then
and then uyaphuma another gig. So how many 15k's in a day? Okay, she's definitely in her bag. She's making quite a lot of money.
Ushaya iPitor buya shaye mabuning ahamba yokuphuphi. Bosa Solberg lebu ma yini? Ovenda malamlelo. Bamthanda lapho.
Njaya
ma 50,000 engakhe.
Okay. I think we definitely have a Zotwa stan in the team. A stan, a fan, a supporter, everything. Let it be known I said it first. Well, that's that on that. Wait. But also speaking on the music side of things, Bricks is apparently making gospel?
Yes. But I will choir in jail, and I also Puma like the Yen Gutaso release a gospel album. But gospel by Ayenza, Golo Locata, Color of Yenza, Tala, before Zunga, especially quite, but the local patrons, gospel.
Right.
Yeah. And he's bulky now.
Is he bulky?
Yeah, he's bulky.
Well, he still is a convicted felon. We're not going to forget about that. Don't try to smooth talk us with your gospel, because the true gospel is that you were found on the wrong side of the law, according to the reason why he's behind bars, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, everybody deserves a second chance, apparently. I don't know in which world, but South Africa, you know, we kind of like...
But God gives you many chances.
Wow. Wow, I like how positive you are.
Serious. God gives you many
God
chances.
God definitely gives us many chances, and everybody deserves that chance.
It's important to deal with the experiences.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm perfect. I'm perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, experience, right.
Yeah.
No more thing, Moshila. Absolutely. Yeah.
God's grace is more sufficient. I hear that. Preach, preach. Well, that's been it for this edition of the Chisel Pod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast review, subscribe for free on Iono, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also find us on all social media platforms at Chisel Live. This Chisel Pod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. You can also listen to other podcasts, though. Don't forget, we have Sunday Times Politics Weekly, Taking the Rams by the Horns, Gogo Have I Been Scammed, and 30 Years of Democracy. I have been your host, Joy Mpande.
I'm Khumutso Mukhanedi, co-host.
Yes! Until next time, it's goodbye for now.